Making films in Hollywood, but what about making films the independent film way? Is it the norm these days? Well, Derek Zamrek, our film guy, invited Adam Reeves to be with us. He's an indie filmmaker himself. Derek and Adam, welcome to the Pop Off Radio Show. And Adam, I got to ask you straight up. Is it the norm to do indie films these days? Because I always complain, and Derek, he knows I'm always ragging on Hollywood just doing the sequels all the time and, you know, remakes of this and remakes of that, and it's like not being creative at all, where the indie filmmakers are the creation of what Hollywood was all about. What do you think?
I agree. I think independent film is getting back to the roots of making entertaining film and coming up with new ideas. Hollywood does just churn out the same old stories, sequels, and everything special effects, and it's not so much about a good story and getting something visually creative coming across the screen at all.
Right.
I mean, an independent film totally gives you freedom of that, control over that. You're not answering anybody except yourself and your own creative instincts.
I just love the idea, Adam, that you go with the story. The story is what grabs me instead of everything blowing up in front of my face every 2 minutes.
Literally blowing up in front
of
your face.
Yeah, well, especially if you're in 3D and IMAX theater. It's just, it really is. You know, you're deaf by the time you come out.
You are.
And I don't mind seeing that once in a while. That's fine. But not over and over and over again. I love to see a script that has a story in it that just grabs me and I can't even go get my second barrel of popcorn. You know what I mean?
Well, you want something that's going to make you think. If you remember that film, even if you kind of were uncomfortable with the film, but you remember the film for days or weeks afterwards, I think it was worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. How many films have you made?
Well, I started off doing, I have a graphic design firm that I was working with that I was doing industrial films, political films, short commercials, and that's when I thought, you know, it's time to get out there and try and start making my own film. So this will be the second one I'm actually producing, wrote the screenplay for, and I'm going to be directing this one also.
What do you do in your spare time? Good grief. You did it all.
I saved the world.
Yeah, I was going to say. So what's the storyline?
Well, right now, what we're working on is it's a comedy. It's about a little bit like Freaky Friday. There's two brothers, one conservative, one very liberal, and they have to trade places with each other for like a day and live each other's life. It's called In My Brother's Shoes. And they can't get out of it until they learn their lesson, pretty much. And so it lets you realize how much their lives are alike and how much they learn to respect each other's lives by the end of the film. And it's a feel-good movie. I like happy ending. And I like good comedy. I like wholesome-type films. So that's what this one's about.
So when you come up with an idea, or how do you come up with an idea, Adam, to do an independent film?
Well, as you know, anyone that writes a story, whether it's a screenplay or a novel, you always pull from your life experience, except you just exaggerate it. If it's for comedy, you really put it out there. But you do pull from experiences that you've had, so you can relate to each character, and each character comes alive for you. You have to really put yourself in that person's shoes, you know, no pun intended on the title, and be those characters and kind of say the lines out loud, and what would they do in this situation? And it's got to, even with a zany comedy, it's got to be real. The audience has to believe that this is a real situation.
How long does it take to make an independent film anyway, or does it depend?
Well, it depends. There's so much involved. Derek can tell you that there's so many independent films and people going out there to make independent films that have a great idea, maybe a great story, even get great actors and great cinematographers. And then once they have the film, it's distribution, and that's where Derek really shines because he knows how to get a film out there.
And have independent films, I would think, have grown and changed over the years, Adam?
Oh, definitely, because nowadays cameras have gotten cheaper, editing software. People can edit a film now on their computer at home if they have the right program and some talent.
Isn't that amazing?
And it has gotten more cost-effective and a lot easier to do it independently. And so there are more and more people that have the capabilities. Hopefully the talent goes with that also, but it is much easier to make a film than it ever was before because everything's digital. There's no film involved. There's no splicing and dicing like there used to be.
So when's your film going to be coming out? Do you know yet?
Well, we're actually going to be shooting in July. We're having a meeting this Saturday going over the schedule. I'm sitting here actually right now breaking down the scenes into what will be shot on what days. And as you know, a film's never shot in order, so we're shooting like the ending first and then going back and picking up some pieces, and it makes it tough on actors sometimes.
Yeah. It's just amazing, you know, the procedures. People don't realize how much work and how much effort is put into it. Like, even choosing your actors. How do you choose from do you have a pool of actors? Do you do a casting call or what?
When I write a script, I usually have someone in mind for at least the leads because I want to write something I know I can cast.
Mm.
So I usually have someone in mind, and I'll even contact the person and say, I'm thinking of doing this, and here's the premise, and what do you think? And they say, well, I'd love to do it, or it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But one thing that Derek and I are both good at is trying to cast locally, use local talent,
mm-hmm.
and we don't like having to go too far out. We believe that the talent is around our area, and we love doing a search of what we have here first and auditioning, including crew, but definitely talent. So we've really got only one or two parts cast so far. Major roles are still open, and we're looking forward to seeing what's out there.
Fantastic. And when you say here, you're talking San Francisco Bay Area, but I think most of the people who are in Hollywood always think that anything outside of 20 miles of Hollywood is, you know, like the broken arm. Nobody cares about them. And the talent pool is incredible. Derek, let's have Adam back again when it gets closer to that. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That'd be good.
That sounds like a winner. Adam, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
No,
wish you
welcome.
The best, and keep us posted. We'll have you back periodically and let people know what's going on.
That would be great.
Dynamite. Thanks, Adam, and the best to you. I hope it's a major, major success for you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed being on the show.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.